Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
My eyes
see it see. That's Job 42 and 5. And our second key scripture is coming out of the law of Isaiah 61 and 1 through 3. And it reads this. The Lord has anointed me to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. The scripture reading again is Isaiah 61 and 1 through 3. Hallelujah. And we know that in this world in which we live in, there's so much going on in our world. And we know that it takes more than just savviness and smart and having a high IQ. We know that we need somebody that has power. And I'm talking about not prestige power, but I'm talking about the supernatural power that can heal, that can bring about change in one's life. And I know that there may be some of you that are experiencing setups and setbacks, depression, loneliness. Some of you may have desired to take on a wife or a husband. You have been a widow or you've just been a single individual and you now want to be married again. There are some of you that are facing financial dilemmas, and you need God to open up the window of heaven and open up a blessing unto your rooftop. There are also some that is unable to conceive, and you're wanting to have a child, but you've been told by your physician that you're barren. Well, I come to bring you some good news on tonight, that there is a God that sits high and he looks low, and he has all the power over the heavens, under the heavens, over the earth, and beneath the earth. All power is in his hand. And we know we experience, as being Americans, some African Americans, often causes you and I to identify with the trials of the biblical character Job. When we feel overwhelmed by such trials, we know that Job 42 and 5 can encourage you and I immensely. During these difficult times, at this point in the drama, we find out that Job, hallelujah, no longer doubted the power and omnipotence of God. He knew God personally through experience. He had wrestled with God emotionally and spiritually. And as a result of Job persistent in dealing with his situation, he stood face to face with God, as Job himself stated, "Now my eyes see thee." Hallelujah. The final analysis, Job was vindicated and became the agent of divine mercy for his friends. His prayers were accepted by God, and most importantly, Job himself was accepted by God. We know that the love of God is such that even when we feel utterly abandoned by our friends, perhaps even by God, he will come to us personally as he came to Job. God comes as an answer to our question. In his presence, the deep wounds of our souls are healed and we are made whole again. We know that the wholeness of his love produces even heal our broken relationships. And if we as Americans and African Americans ever needed to be reminded of such divine visitation, it is now. As Christians, we must be beacons of life, affirming that the darkness of our days will not and cannot ultimately last. We must tell the world that at the center of the universe is a heart of divine love that will not let us go. We must say, our eyes have seen him. And in our prayer, we can pray this prayer. O divine Redeemer, we thank you that you have not left us alone. We thank you that you come to us and answer us personally. Because of you, all is made whole, and we are truly restored. For this we are grateful. We ask you, Father God, to help us to express this day our unquietness. Hallelujah. To affirm our oneness as members of the human family. And as we strive to heal all brokenness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you a little story about a man, hallelujah, that carried an oil can with him everywhere he went. If he passed through a squeaky door or a stiff gate, he applied oil to the hinges. His practice of lubricating made life easier for those who followed after him. And we know that nearly every day we encounter people whose lives creak and grate harshly with problems. But we know that in such situations we face two choices. Even to aggregate their problem with the spirit of criticism or to lubricate their lives with the spirit of Christ. We know that some people we meet carry unbearable burdens and long for the oil of synthetic words. Others are defeated and feel like giving up. Just one drop of encouragement could restore their hope. Still others are mean and sin-hearted. Some people can become pliable toward the saving grace of Christ through regular applications of the oil of kindness. We receive Christ as our Savior and Lord. The Holy Spirit indwells in us and equips you and I to bless others. If we're prepared to pour out God's all of helpfulness every day and everywhere, beginning at home, we'll minister Christ's beauty and the oil of joy to many hurting people. Perhaps the old man with the oil can wasn't so eccentric after all. We know that the human spirit can gain new hope from an encouraging word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that the New Testament tells us to run our race of faith with the success of others in mind. Let nothing be done through selfishness, ambition, or conceit. But in lowliness of mind, let each one esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. That scripture reading can be found in the Law of Philippians 2 and 3. Through 4. Our example of such living is Jesus Christ, who left the glory of heaven to share our humanity and die on the cross so that we can have eternal life. And if the encouragement of our examples helps another person to flourish and be successful, we should rejoice when the eternal prize are awarded for faithful service to God. A lot of pushers will be wearing blue ribbons. But until then, let's keep running so that others can win. You can't lose when you help others to win. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to. Overseer Janice Ward. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again, we want you to buckle up with Jesus at the wheel. He is people friendly. Just like your American Express card, don't leave home without him. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, bringing you hymns of Zion to encourage your spirit and to infuse your mind. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Listen up and be blessed. Bye for now.
Thank you. not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
He had to say it.
just know he has his hand. Just know he has his hand. Oh,
I'm gonna make it. Tonight, that's no very thankful that God is that right to all.
because he created me in his image and his likeness.